Okay, so tell me about this Justice League script.
Okay, so there's this bad guy named Steppenwolf, right?
What's his backstory?
Barely matters, but he wants to destroy the world, so he has to get these boxes together.
And that's gonna be hard for him to do?
Oh no, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Great, what's he look like?
Well, in the comics, he's got like a goatee and a helmet with horns.
Okay.
You don't like it?
Nah, I'm just kind of picturing something more like the back of Professor Quirrell's head in Harry Potter. You know, when Voldemort's kind of just living on there? Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds perfect.
So tell me more about these boxes.
Well, they're called Mother Boxes.
Mother Boxes?
Yeah, and Steppenwolf's gonna say mother kind of a lot, like more than you'd think he would.
Okay, can we also have him say some like super generic bad guy sayings?
Oh yeah, there's a ton of that in here. At one point he's like, this world will fall.
So generic, I love it.
At another point he's like, primitive beings.
Perfect. Okay, now tell me about the Justice League itself.
Right, so Batman figures out that something bad is going on, so he has to convince the other heroes to join his team.
And that's gonna be hard for him to do?
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh.
Yeah, well Wonder Woman's already on board, and then the Flash straight up says yes. And then they're like, we have to find Cyborg, and Cyborg shows up like, hey, I'm Cyborg, what's going on?
And Aquaman?
Oh, Aquaman, that's where things get spicy here.
I'm listening.
Okay, so follow me on this. Aquaman is gonna say no at first.
Right.
And so people watching will be like, wait, is Aquaman not gonna join the league?
That is good.
But then he's gonna change his mind. Almost immediately.
And what are all the characters like? Like, is Batman still moody?
No, Batman kind of cracks jokes now and he really, really misses Superman.
But weren't they friends for like a minute in Batman v Superman?
That was enough. Calls him Clark now. Like they were best friends.
Fair enough.
Then there's Wonder Woman.
Okay, so her movie was really empowering for women, so we really have to emulate that again.
Way ahead of you. So we're gonna have the Flash trip and fall onto her boobs.
Great.
There's gonna be a little moment where the Flash is lying on top of her and it's gonna be really funny.
Cause that's how people do sex.
Cause that's how people do sex, exactly.
People are gonna like that.
Yeah, and then we have Aquaman talk about how hot she is, and then we have some of the Amazons fighting in bikinis.
So basically that sends the same message as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, basically, I think so.
And what about Aquaman? Don't people think he's kinda lame in the comics?
Oh yeah, no, he's a badass in the movie though. Check out this line of his, my man.
Oh, that doesn't sound lame.
No, he's a badass now. He also drinks alcohol.
That is so cool.
Drinking alcohol is super cool.
Listen, this all sounds great so far, but it feels like something's missing.
Superman.
I mean, yeah, but he's dead, right?
Yep, but they're gonna bring him back from the dead.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be really fun. He's gonna be really mad at Batman.
But didn't you just say they were best friends at the end of the movie?
Yeah, but he kinda needs to hate him because we wanna have them fight.
Wait, Superman and Batman fight against each other?
I know it sounds pretty crazy, but I think we can try some new stuff in this movie.
Okay, now even though this is kind of a big plot thing, we can still have Henry Cavill promote the movie, right?
Oh, sure.
That's not gonna like ruin the surprise, is it?
No, I think people will still be surprised.
Because in the movie, you say he's dead, right?
Exactly, so people will be like, oh, I guess Henry Cavill's not in this movie.
Right, so maybe he just did those interviews as, like, a fan.
And then they bring him back to life and people will be like, what?
Perfect, and how does the movie end?
Oh, they just kind of stop Steppenwolf.
There's no consequences?
No, they just kind of fight his parademon things and then they stop him.
I feel like there should be some consequences, or maybe just like a feeling that the stakes are high.
I can add in a Russian family that gets scared.
That'll do it.
Great.
I gotta say, I think we have a winner here.
Me too.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that video. Let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for, and also what you thought of Justice League. Did you like it? Did you dislike it? So let me know your thoughts, and if you're not subscribed to Screen Rant, you can hit that red button and ring the bell to stay up to date with our videos. See you next time.